freight industry's growing fraud problem. The freight industry has made significant investments in technology to combat cargo theft and freight fraud, but despite these efforts, the problem continues to grow. Companies now utilize onboarding platforms, monitoring systems, identity verification tools, fraud scoring, tracking software, and AI-driven analytics to reduce risk. However, relying solely on technology does not create consistency within daily operations, as someone inside the company must follow processes correctly and make informed decisions before freight moves. The Certified Fraud Compliance Officer program was created through the FreightWaves Leadership Institute to bring a compliance mindset into freight operations. The goal of CFCO is to help companies establish a structured approach to decision-making, reducing reliance on speed, instinct, and surface-level checks. This program aims to create a culture of accountability within transportation companies. Modern cargo theft no longer begins with physical break-ins or lock-cutting, but rather with sophisticated tactics such as fake identities, manipulated documents, spoofed email domains, compromised communication, or fraudulent carrier accounts. Organized theft groups study how brokers operate and understand the pressure points within the workflow, taking advantage of the industry's reliance on systems to raise alerts automatically. The lack of a structured approach to decision-making in the freight industry leaves it vulnerable to organized theft groups. Companies must adopt a more comprehensive approach to risk management, one that includes not only technology but also clear processes and accountability measures. Financial institutions have learned this lesson years ago, building layered procedures, creating standards, documenting workflows, and assigning compliance officers to ensure consistency and accountability. The purpose is not to assume every employee will make the perfect decision every time, but to reduce operational exposure through structure and oversight. The freight industry has traditionally relied heavily on individual judgment for carrier onboarding, dispatching, and shipment release decisions, leaving gaps in the system that organized theft groups can exploit. This lack of consistency creates an environment where fraud can thrive, highlighting the need for a more structured approach to decision-making. Organized theft groups do not need every employee to be perfect. They simply need to take advantage of the existing gaps in the system. The creation of compliance officers and structured processes is essential to reducing operational exposure and minimizing the risk of freight fraud. The Certified Fraud Compliance Officer program offers a solution to this problem, providing transportation companies with the tools and expertise needed to establish a culture of accountability within their operations. By adopting a more comprehensive approach to risk management, the industry can reduce its vulnerability to organized theft groups and minimize the impact of freight fraud. Ultimately, the growth of freight fraud underscores the need for the industry to prioritize structured decision-making and compliance measures. By doing so, companies can reduce operational exposure, minimize risk, and create a safer, more secure environment for their customers and employees.